Welcome to Minimalish. I'm your host, Desiree, and this is a podcast about minimalism, sort of. It's a podcast about how living with less stuff and less distractions can help us focus on what's most important. So what you'll find here, of course, we will talk decluttering and living with less, but we'll also talk about the important things in life and how to approach them intentionally. We'll approach topics of motherhood, home life, relationships, work, our health, and the important things in general that fill up our days. And what you won't find here, a perfectionist version of minimalism. I'm a mom, a full-time teacher, and a podcaster, and I've found the version of minimalism that you may find on Instagram or Pinterest to be unattainable. We aren't minimalism purists here. We're simply focused on living with less in a way that's realistic to us. It's a version of minimalism I personally like to call minimal-ish. The goal is not living with less for the sake of less here, or to make sure our homes make us look like a minimalist. The goal is living with less in a realistic way so that we can have more time and space and energy to focus on what matters most. I'm so glad you're here. Let's dive into this week's episode. Hi, friend. Before we get started on today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that I almost didn't put this one out. I have been feeling just tired, a little burnt out this week, and when I recorded this, I don't know, it just wasn't perfect enough in my head to release. But I keep feeling a pull to release it anyways, so I hope there is reason for that. I hope it reaches you in some way, meets you where you're at, and it hopefully gives you a little reflection that you need, because that is what today's episode is. It's a reflective one. It is one to kind of go through and ask yourself some questions as you are listening in. And the topic is burnout, which is kind of perfect. I didn't even realize that I was feeling burnt out as I was recording this. And then after I was done, I was like, oh yeah, that's what I'm actually feeling. So we're talking about burnout. We're going through an exercise that can kind of help us find some pockets in our day where we can do more restful things, make time for things that fill us up and give us the space and rest that we need. So that's what today's episode is all about. Let's dive into it. Welcome back to Minimalish. I'm your host, Desiree, and I am bringing you a solo episode today that is going to focus on reflection. I fully believe in reflecting, in asking ourselves the right questions to help us make changes in our lives. And that's what I want to focus on today. I want to reflect around this quote that I keep hearing circulating on reels, circulating on the internet. I keep hearing it on Instagram. I'm assuming it might be on TikTok as well. I don't know. But it's this audio of this man speaking. It's by Jim Quick, which I admittedly don't know much about him, but I did go and look at some of his work and I appreciated it. I thought it was great. And this quote that keeps circulating around the internet says, "A lot of people feel they're burnt out because they are doing too much. I think you're doing too little of the things that make you feel alive. You're doing too little of the things that matter in your life." Let me say that again. A lot of people feel they're burnt out because they are doing too much. I think you're doing too little of the things that make you feel alive. You're doing too little of the things that matter in your life. So again, this is a quote that I keep hearing on reels, specifically on Instagram, and it is by Jim Quick. Specifically, when I looked him up on the internet, I saw him as like a brain and memory coach. So this is his quote. I don't know the context of it. I don't know if it came from a TED Talk or what, but it's a quote that is popular. It is circulating a lot around the internet right now. And before I kind of dive in, I do want to make sure we know that I don't know. I don't know what came before this quote. I don't know what came after it. I only know the context of this quote on its own. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the context of this quote on its own. And I'm going to dive into kind of how it made me feel when I first heard it. And then I want to reflect on it. I want us to reflect on this concept of how can we make space for the things that do make us feel alive if burnout is coming from not doing enough of those things. So when I first heard this quote, I mostly agreed with it. I thought it was a pretty cool like reframe and way to think of burnout. Because the essence of this quote really is why minimalism was appealing to me in the first place. It's the idea that we can fill up our days with the things that matter for us. Like, our days can truly be, maybe not perfectly, but they can be filled up with things that matter to us. We don't have to spend our days doing menial tasks that take our energy, and we don't have to stay in a job that sucks the life out of us. We can make room for what matters in our days. And that's why kind of the tagline for this podcast is making room for what matters. And we talk about minimalism. We talk about the things that matter. When I heard this quote, I felt like, yeah, this fits and aligns with what I believe. And I've had episodes on similar concepts in the past of just how do we actually make that time? Because if burnout comes from not doing enough of the things that make us feel alive, then well, how do we start doing more of those things? How do we align our days to the things that matter to us, to the things that make us feel alive? But I thought, you know, it's a good time to reflect on our lives in general. It's a little over halfway through the year. So we're going to talk about this quote a little bit. Then we're going to reflect. Then we're going to get practical about how we can put this reflection that we're going to do into action. So the feeling of burnout, which is what this quote is talking about, that feeling is very real. This quote says, many of us think that burnout comes from doing too much. But I think that burnout comes from doing too little of the things that fill you up. Basically, that's the essence of the quote, right? Burnout doesn't necessarily come from doing too much, but rather not doing enough of the things that light us up. Let's start with talking about burnout really quickly. That feeling of burnout, it is very real. It is very possible that we could be feeling burnout from multiple different things in multiple different stages of our lives. I know that it's very common to feel burnout in early motherhood or in any stage of motherhood, really, but just those days with like little babies and toddlers, which I am in the middle of myself, can really spark burnout. Being in the middle of a demanding career can be a time when we experience burnout. So whether we are stay-at-home moms or working professionals or anywhere in between that spectrum, there are things that could be causing burnout in our lives if we're feeling that way. And typically, we would assume that burnout is coming from doing too much, having too much on our plates, maybe too much of the same thing, maybe some overstimulation mixed in there. I know that when I feel burnt out, a lot of times it is paired with overstimulation. And it's not something to take lightly because burnout can cause a lot of negative feelings in our lives. It can cause a lack of motivation in the things that are important to us. It can cause us to feel like a failure. It could cause us to feel negative about things that we actually do love, like our jobs or our roles as mothers. And those are just two examples that I'm kind of running with, but it could be anything. It can cause us to be tired or more irritable with the people around us. We might feel less interested in the things that we typically enjoy or in the things that are causing our burnout. And it can cause us to feel alone. Those are just some of the feelings we might have that come along with burnout. So when I heard this quote, I at first was like, yes, that's so true. Like burnout can definitely be coming from not doing enough of the things that matter to us, not doing enough of the things that light us up or make us feel alive. But then I started to think I maybe disagree with that a little bit. Because a lot of times those things that are causing us to feel burnt out are things that also bring us life. They are things that are important to us. They are things that matter to us. So we are feeling burnt out in the midst of these things that do matter to us. So it doesn't really make sense that it's because we're not doing enough of the things that matter to us. We are doing them. We're doing them every day. We are working every day, or we are momming every day, and those things matter to us. But maybe they are the thing that is pushing us to that feeling of burnout. And what I realized is that if burnout is caused by not doing enough of the things that matter to us, the reason we're probably not doing the things that matter to us is because we have put too many other things on our plate. So when it comes down to it, I think burnout is caused by having too much on our plate. I think it's caused by doing too much. And I think maybe what this quote is getting at that makes the most sense is that we aren't doing enough of the things that recharge us and that are restful. Those could be things that also bring us life, but I think making that clarification makes it make more sense to me. So we could say that burnout is caused by having too much on our plates, and it's caused by not making space for the things that recharge us, for the things that are restful. So we're going to run with that. Whether or not you agree with that quote, whether or not I am just looking into it too much, let's put that behind us. And let's focus on this idea that if we're feeling burnt out, it might be because we have too much on our plates. And it might also be because we're not making space for rest. We're not making space for things that kind of recharge our batteries so that we can be there for the things that matter most. If we're going to fight burnout by making space for the restful things, for filling ourselves up with the things that bring us life, that recharge us, we are going to have to take some things off our plate. So that is the main problem I have with this quote. When I heard it, I just felt like, okay, you're just adding more to my to-do list, right? I already feel burnout because there's too much on my plate. And now I feel like I need to somehow squeeze in these things that bring me life, that it's my fault that I'm burnout because I'm not making space for these things. I don't know. My head just kind of spiraled around that quote a little bit. What this quote did do is it made me realize that I have been feeling a little burnout myself lately. I have a newborn and a 4.5, almost 5-year-old. We are still kind of adjusting to summer. I feel weird to say that I'm feeling burnt out because I am a teacher and I should be feeling restful right now, rested. It is summertime. It is my break in the year. My husband's home for the summer, but I just think we're all trying to get in a groove and, you know, the newborn phase is not easy. I'm feeling a little burnout. I realize that. I'm feeling a little tired, a little short with my family. But anytime I feel like this, anytime I feel like I'm not making space in my day for the things that do fill me up or for rest, I go back to the drawing board of reassessing my days and realigning my days to what I actually want them to look like versus what they might be looking like now. So that's the reflection I kind of want to do. I've done this reflection on the podcast before. Today, I've switched it up a little bit to kind of revolve around this idea of burnout and finding space for rest. So let's dive into that reflection. This reflection is for you. If you are feeling burnt out, or if you just want more space in your days for the things that fill you up or the things that make you feel rested and ready to take on the important things that matter in your life. Because this idea that burnout is coming from not doing the things that we love, I think that's true, but we have to have space for those things that matter. We have to have space for the restful things if we are going to actually be able to do them. First, let's reflect on how we're feeling. Let's just be real with ourselves. It's kind of nice to reflect every once in a while or more regularly on how are we doing? Like, how are you actually doing right now? Are you tired? Are you burnt out? Are you feeling stretched thin? Maybe you're not. Maybe you are. I don't know. Maybe you're feeling good. Maybe you're feeling rested and aligned with what matters most. Just reflect on how are you right now, really. And then to kind of follow up with that reflection, if you are feeling burnt out or overwhelmed or tired right now, what are some of the things that are on your plate that are causing you to feel that? Really think about it. It might not come to you right away. It might feel hard to kind of sort through and figure out and pinpoint what it is. Or maybe there are things on your mind that are causing you stress that are kind of adding to your mental load. And maybe that is causing you to feel burnt out. So now that we've reflected on how we're feeling, let's next, our second reflection, focus on our days right now as they are. We might have been able to pinpoint in that last reflection something in our days that is causing us to feel stressed out or burnt out. But right now, let's look at our days from start to finish and let's just journal out what is filling up our days? What is taking up our time? You can do this in a couple of different ways. Maybe you just sit and think for a little bit. Think about, like, what are some things that really are sucking up your time in your days, whether they need to be or whether they are extra and you could cut them out. Or maybe you're looking at your day from start to finish and literally listing out what are the things that you actually do in your days. That's my favorite thing to do when I'm feeling like I don't have any time, or I don't have space for the things that I need to have space for, or I don't have time to rest or relax or for myself. I like to look at my day from start to finish and list out every single little thing that I do in a typical day to see what my time is being filled up by. So reflect on that. What are you truly spending your time on? What are the things you're responsible for each day? What is filling up your days currently? Our third reflection today is going to be one that we've done before, and that is, what matters most to you? What are the things that matter to you? What are the things that you want to make sure you are spending your time on each day? And these can be the big things, like connecting with your family, connecting with your kids or your spouse, spending focused time on work that matters to you, spending time creating, spending time reading. Like, what are the things that make up who you are that are just like the most important to you that you want to make sure you are spending time on and fitting into each day? Our fourth reflection is one that's very important for our action step today, and that is, what are the things that give you rest, recharge you, fill you up in your day? So hopefully you're making some kind of short list of things that really do recharge you. Are you doing these things in your day currently? So what I want to do next is I want to look over these reflections that we just did, and I want us to take some action. I'm not going to ask you to create some kind of system around anything. We are going to keep it super simple. I want you to look at that list of things that are actually filling up your day. So that's that second reflection that we did. What's actually filling up your days right now? And I want you to pick one of those things, whether it's something that is just inessential. Maybe it's time spent scrolling Instagram or scrolling social media. Or it's something that you can delegate to others or hire out. Something on that list of what takes up space on your day that you can eliminate, or at least condense it. You're not going to spend as much time on it. For me, the easiest one is time spent on my phone. It's the easiest thing to look at and say, can I condense this? Can I make it much shorter? You know, I'm scrolling on my phone, my attention is spent there, and it is not something that matters to me. It is not really something that I want to be spending my time on. So how can I eliminate that and replace it with something from list number four? So that's what you're going to do. You're going to pick something off of this list number two, this list of things that are filling up your day currently that you can eliminate or at least condense or delegate or whatever. So the reason we're doing that is to create a little bit of space for something off of list number four. So very simple, we're eliminating something or condensing it so we can find just a pocket of space and time for something off of list number four, which is something that helps us recharge, helps bring us energy, helps us rest, whatever that may be. And kind of a third quick step is to look at what that thing is. What is the thing that is going to recharge you that you've now created a pocket of time for, and where in your day can it fit? Where would it best fit? How can we be realistic about how much time we're going to get to spend on that thing? Maybe in this season of life, it's not a whole bunch of time, but any time is better than no time, right? So just for example, maybe it might be a morning walk or 20 minutes of movement in your day, or spending more time outside, or spending some time reading. It's personal to you, whatever recharges you. So for me, like I said before, I could eliminate, and I already have started doing this, but I am trying to, you know, when I have an urge to pick up my phone and spend time scrolling, I'm picking up my Kindle instead, or a book, depending on what I'm reading at the time, and spending time reading, which recharges me way more than scrolling on social media would recharge me. And practically, if I'm struggling with that, then I will delete the apps off of my phone as just a reminder that I'm not supposed to be scrolling social media, because that is something that steals my energy versus something that brings me energy, which would be reading, which I can replace in the same way. Now, I also want to note that it would be really ideal to do these life-bringing things on our own or in a manner that would perfectly align with exactly how we want it to be. So another thing that brings me life is working out. And it would be really nice to be able to do that like fully on my own, fully by myself. But pretty much every time I'm working out, I have a little companion and it still brings me life. I have to just shift my mindset and see it as, you know, I'm still getting this time to move my body and I'm getting this time to also connect with my daughter at the same time. I'm still getting a good workout in. It is still energizing me for the rest of the day and doing something to take care of myself. So depending on the season we're in, we just have to be realistic about a mindset shift around these things. Like I often will be reading while I'm nursing, or I'm reading, you know, while I'm sitting in my daughter's room while she's playing, because she wants to be near me and I can take care of myself and give myself time while also being with her. So just kind of a way to be realistic about these things. I have to remind myself to be realistic very often that if I do want to have time and spend time on these things that I enjoy, spend time on these things that bring me life and recharge me, it might not look perfectly the way I want it to in this season of life with little kids. So it's not about perfection. It's not about an unreachable ability to recharge ourselves in this perfect, quiet, perfect situation, right? It's about finding pockets of our day where we decide we are going to prioritize ourselves. We are going to take care of ourselves. And sometimes our family can be along for that ride if they need to be. If we can just cut out one thing that is taking our energy, one thing that is overfilling our plates right now, one thing that is bringing us to that point of burnout, and just replace it with one thing that would be restful and life-giving, I bet we'd feel a little less burnt out, a little more peaceful, because it feels good to take care of ourselves and prioritize ourselves. It puts us in a better place to be able to be there for the big things that do matter, like our families, like our work, all of those big things that matter to us. Taking time for the small things that bring us life will help us be able to be there for the big things that matter. So it does make sense that burnout can be caused by not doing enough of those things that recharge us. But it is also because we don't have space for them, right? We have put too much on, allowed too much to be on our plates, sending us into this space of burnout. So we need to reassess what is taking up our days so that we have time and space to recharge ourselves, to take care of ourselves, so we don't keep bringing ourselves to this place of burnout. I hope this reflection helped you. I hope you do take action on it and that you find pockets of space in your day to do the things that recharge you and are restful to you and bring you life. If this episode was helpful for you, could you share it with a friend or share it on social media, share it wherever you like to share things? I appreciate it so much. And if you are loving the podcast, giving it a rating or a review is a great way to help it get in front of more eyes and ears. And again, I'm so thankful for that. I know I say this in every episode, but I just want to remind you that I am super grateful for any way that you share the show or just help the show get in front of new eyes. I'm thankful that you're here and listening in, and I will talk to you right back here again next week.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.